Hello, my ninja friends. I hope everyone's all well in this little episode, my podcast episode. Just before I begin, this is Scott Norville with the Car Leasing Ninja. That's that sidekick once again. Oh, apologies about the cough. Don't worry, it's not Corona. But in this episode, it's all about self-promotion. Self-promotion, what do I mean by that? Self-promotion is all about social media. Getting your name out there. Getting your face out there. Getting your voice out there. This is something that we highly promote here at silverstonefleetmanagement.com. That's self-promotion. Did you see what I did there? But all this, what is basically, get my teeth in, what this is about, it's about social media. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, you need to get on there. On any single platform, you need to get on there. So no matter whether you're leasing, whether you're in a dealership and you're just sitting there waiting for those customers to come in, which at the moment, no doubt, is extremely frustrating, the great port of call would be to video. And it's literally take a quick video of yourself, not doing strange things, but just get a video of yourself promoting your product. So let's just wind that back. So let's just say you're selling Subaru. Let's just say you're selling Subaru. You're sitting in a Subaru dealership. It's a little bit quiet. And you think, well, what do I do? How am I going to get these customers to pick the phone up and come and see me and just have a conversation? Well, the best way forward would be to go out, get a car, get a used car, get a new car. Make sure it's clean. If it's on the forecourt, no doubt it probably will be. And just film. Just film the car, the benefits, you know, the options the car's got, the functions, the benefits, all of that you want to film. So if it's got aircon, if it's got cruise control, if it's got heated seats, navigation, sunroof, whatever it may be, just film. A nice, steady film. And then on the back of that, you then sort of promote yourself and you say, look, this is Scott. I'm from Subaru Norville. That's actually not a dealership, that's my surname. And you just say, look, I'm from Subaru Norville and this is the Subaru, whatever it may be. Let me show you around. And you're just going around. So look, these are the alloys. These are 19-inch alloys. This car has got heated seats. It's got navigation. It's got the sunroof. Contact me today on da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Or email me, direct message me, or whatever you want to do. So now you've got that footage. Just post it onto LinkedIn. LinkedIn, oh my good God. LinkedIn is the untapped territory of free advertising. Let me say that again. It's the untapped territory of free advertising. It doesn't cost anything at all to advertise. Well, you're not advertising, you're promoting. So you whack it on there, onto LinkedIn. A few little hashtags as well. So hashtag Subaru, hashtag special offer, hashtag car sales. So all of that in their sort of, in their wisdom in LinkedIn, that it actually sort of comes up to people that have actually used that hashtag before. But your connections will see that particular offer. And it's not so much of an offer, it's just you. You know, you're sort of self-promoting the brand. And all of a sudden you become an ambassador of that brand. So you become the face behind the dealership. And if you're at a dealership and you've got 20, 30, 40, even 100 people that work there, and yeah, you know, they'll be taking the piss if you're outside and you're filming and you're doing this, and you'll get the old, you know, you'll get people that shout, you know, Billy in admin, if there is a Billy in admin, they'll shout, oh, look at him filming, oh, bless him, what's he doing, is he on the BBC? Oh, piss off. Don't worry about what they think, because if they're any good, they'd be doing the same thing. So you just self-promotion, you just put in an advert, I keep saying it's not an advert, you put the information of that vehicle through the medium of video onto social media. And I promise you now, the phones will ring. People will pick up and say, can I speak to Scott? Can I speak to Scott? Or they come into the dealership and they know who you are from the video that you've done. This, my ninja friends, is absolutely waterproof. It's absolutely the way forward in today's market, because we all sit there in the showrooms and you're thinking, oh God, it's Saturday, it's 4 o'clock, I haven't seen anyone, I've got an hour left. oh, what do I do? Oh, this is awful. Oh, isn't life bad? Well, yeah, it's shit because you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there doing absolutely jack shit. So what you want to do is you want to get up, get off that chair and just go straight to that vehicle and think, right, I am going to sell this car. And I'm going to self-promote me into the deal as the ambassador of the dealership. And I'm just going to go for it. And you can post it on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all sorts. You can just post it right out there. People will then start seeing, they'll start sharing. And once you start doing it and you get the momentum, it gets a lot easier. We here at SilverstoneFleetManagement.com, we started doing video. We started doing video last year. And yeah, it was bloody difficult. And it still is. It's not good, you know. It's not good. It is bloody good, but it's very difficult, you know, to sort of sit there, you're filming, and you're conscious. You are self-conscious. Of course you are. It's natural. Because you're thinking, wow, what if Billy, once again, there's Billy again. What if Billy sees me? I'll see him down the pub. What if he starts taking the mick out of me? Well, if Billy sees you, that's a right result. Because it means it's working. And yeah, they may have a little bit of a laugh at the pub. But I promise you now, he'll be saying, oh, I saw you that video. Some bloke's thinking, video, what's that? Let's have a little quick look. Oh, it's a Subaru. Oh, actually, I fancy a bit of a Subaru. Can you tell me the price on this? Oh, bang, there we go. And that, my friends, my ninja friends, is self-promotion. So don't worry about what you look like on the video. Don't worry about what you sound like. All that you need to worry about is, well, you don't need to worry because you're doing such a bloody good job if you're doing video. Once again, like I said, we started doing this last year and a lot of the team, even to this day, they're like, oh, I don't want to do it. Oh, it's just, oh no, I'm nervous behind the camera and I don't know what to say. But it doesn't matter. Even if you're on, if you're being filmed and you're just sort of mumbling through, it doesn't matter because you're doing more than most. And people will be looking at that, watching the video, absorbing the content that you've put out there. And then you keep doing it. It's consistency. You just keep that going one by one by one. So one week you'll have one video, second week you'll have two or three. All of a sudden you'll have a portfolio of lovely videos. And things will then open. People then start picking the phone up, saying, oh yeah, can I speak to him? Can I speak to the, you know, I'm interested in this car. I've seen the video. It's absolutely spot on. You can take it a step further, put it on onto a website if you wanted to do that. So if you're on the auto, if it's a used car dealership, you may have Auto Trader. I think you can put the video content on there. But I'd highly recommend social media is the first port of call. LinkedIn, like I said, is free of charge. You don't have to pay anything at all. Just get that video on there. And yeah, like I said, people will comment and you want them to. And even if it's the worst video, and people comment, say, oh God, a bit nervous. Say, yeah, keep commenting, because the more they comment, the more people will see on their connections and it will just spiral out of control. So like I said, to go back just a few steps, so I've just gone off a little bit of a tangent. We started doing this last year and it was extremely nerve-wracking. But we set a goal. We thought, right, well, we've got a YouTube channel. You can go onto the YouTube channel. Just type YouTube and type Silverstone Fleet Management. We've got 202 videos, I believe, at the moment. And we've got some vlogs. We've got some car reviews. We've got all sorts of bits and bobs. And it's difficult. You know, it's difficult to get the content out there, especially if you are busy, because you think, I haven't got the time. But everyone has got time. If you make time, as I said in a podcast previously, just get to work a little bit earlier and just do it. Just bash it out then. Just get it straight on there. But we started doing it last year and it was a little bit nerve-wracking. But the team started to do it and now we've got to a point a year on, the team is like duck to water. They'll just film. But this day and age, you don't need a full production of the BBC. You don't need Warner Brothers coming down and, you know, start doing all of that. Everyone's got mobile phones. And the quality of the video now on some of these mobile phones is phenomenal. I film on an iPhone X, which I've had for about a year, and it's a 1080p, 60 frames per second. A bit technical geeky there, but that quality is far better than anything else, far better. So I'll just film it, literally spin it round, make sure as well, when you're doing the filming, this is very important, make sure the phone is landscape, not portrait. If it's portrait, you'll have the two bars on either side of the video. So make sure it's landscape and that gets the whole video in. And then just film. Just go for gold. And just have fun with it as well. You know, it doesn't have to be all sort of corporate and, oh, this is the car. Just have fun. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts at the moment, probably because I'm doing podcasts myself. And there are certain people that are doing these videos and they're absolutely spot on because you can see the personality of that particular person. And you think, actually, he's a top bloke, he is. I'd actually go for a beer with him. So my ninja friends, I highly implore you to get your phone out, do a little bit of filming, give it a go. You'll absolutely love it. And in turn, you'll start selling more. So that's it. That's from me, the car leasing ninja. And I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. That's a triple one.